So, Terry, a little more than a month into the season for the Cavs, and they are just dominating. I mean, this is a whole different team than we saw starting off last season.
Right, and this is the team that David Griffin, the general manager, envisioned when they replaced David Blatt with Tyronn Lue. Because I remember I'm there the day they make the coaching change. They run out Tyronn Lue, and he said something really odd. At that point, the Cavs are 30-11. And I knew there were some problems with David Blatt and the players and this, and I thought we were going to hear all about, well, we're all going to get on the same page or whatever. Tyronn Lue goes, we're playing the wrong way, and to play the way I want us to play, we need to get in shape.
Right.
And I was like, I have never heard this at midseason in a coaching change ever.
I remember that.
And he said, we may have to just do it in games, and we may lose some doing this, but we need to run more. We need to get in shape. Now, Griffin, they always talk about analytics with the Browns. The Cavs are a very big analytic team.
Really?
In fact, David Griffin was one of the guys that first started with analytics with the Phoenix Suns way back in the old days.
Okay.
Jerry Colangelo, he was in the PR department. He was just a sort of a munchkin there, you know, as he said that. And he started playing with numbers and different, basically like how certain lineups performed compared to others.
Yeah.
And he put them in the press notes. And Jerry Colangelo, who was the president of the Suns, saw this, go, this is really good stuff. So he started talking to this little guy, because David Griffin's a smaller guy, you know, it doesn't look like he played any. I think he got cut from his junior high school team. what exactly you got, David? And so David had been studying this stuff, and he started there, and then he moved into the basketball side. Then he moved into scouting, and he became assistant general manager, and now he's running the Cavs. Well, all of David's numbers showed when the Cavs run with LeBron and Kyrie, they're like a powerhouse.
Wow.
You just got to get them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Tyronn Lue's mission, get these guys to run. We saw it at times last year, but not at others. But this year, you know, from a start of training camp on, they're playing at like a supersonic pace. They've racked up 130 points, 120 points. They're averaging over 110. They're in the top three in scoring.
Wow.
And what else do you see happening?
The big three averaging 20 points a game?
Each.
And that's quite remarkable.
It really is. LeBron had the quote, the big three in Miami with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. They never had a year where they all scored 20.
Wow.
LeBron always did. Wayne did. There was one year I think Bosh did, but Wade didn't. There's always just two. In fact, Bosh always said that there's always got to be one guy that's going to take the hit. We saw here Kevin Love used to be it. But now, because they're playing at a faster pace, Amanda, when you play at a faster pace, you go up and down. How does your shot total, does it go up or down?
It goes up.
Up, exactly. Yeah, there's more possessions, more shots. So if there's more possessions and more shots, that creates, what, more points for everybody.
Right.
And also, I think the Cavaliers are making more of an effort to get Kevin Love scoring.
Yeah,
and if you watch some games, LeBron almost like he doesn't even care if he scores.
Right.
And they always say, you know, LeBron could walk on the floor, or go to sleep, and walk off with 20 points and nine assists.
Yeah,
you know, just
exactly.
The game just comes to him. So.
But this is what they needed.
And see, they had to convince LeBron a little bit that, yeah, you're going to have to run a little more, but this will be easier for you. You won't have to be facing the teeth of the defense all the time.
Yeah.
You know, you're running down there, you're dunking on people, or these other guys are dunking, or they're hitting three-pointers off the run. Especially in the regular season, it'll just be less taxing on you. Because remember, LeBron has played the sixth most minutes in NBA history when you add up playoffs and regular season.
Unreal.
So, just like him taking these days off now, and then also creating a system for him where it's fun to watch. The fans love it. Ball's going in the basket. The players love it. And they're winning big. And this was exactly, had partly to do with, they had the numbers on this. And then the other thing they do is they bring in these guys that could shoot three-point shots. Because when they're running up and down, then they stop. So you have Channing Frye taking all those long three-pointers, and you have Mike Dunleavy, and you have J.R. Smith. And even Iman Shumpert, by the way, is making three-pointers from the corner. So they've created this three-point shooting machine and this fast-paced pell-mell up and down the court machine, and it's 110 points a game.
Wow.
Now, Christmas Day, Golden State Warriors.
That's the big one.
Who are averaging like close to 118 a game.
Wow.
I will be curious to see, will the Cavs play them fast or slow? Because the score of the final game, and Game 7 was 93-89. The Cavs intentionally slowed that pace down a couple times on Golden State because you didn't want to run with them.
Yeah.
Now, they can play slower. Remember, when you have LeBron James, you can play any style of game you want because he could do it. So I'm curious to see, because maybe you don't want to run up and down with them. You don't want to see who's the first one to 150 to win.
Interesting.
So that will be kind of maybe a preview of what they'll do in the playoffs. But right now, the regular season, they're just putting the ball through the rim, having a grand old time. Everybody's cheering, and they're winning a bunch of games.
It's amazing to see. This is, like you said, this is the team they wanted to start all along.
It really is, and is a team that is designed so that come the playoffs, you know you're not going to play this quick, but LeBron will have a lot more gas in the tank.
All right. Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.